This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:15 now, we take our deep dive into crime with Ronald Surpass, our friend, professor, practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, head of the Nashville City Police, Washington State Police, and a consultant for crime. You'll see him on TV occasionally, network TV, giving his opinion on this or that. How you doing, Ronald?
Tommy, I am great. How are you?
I am okay. Let's talk about this whole thing with the mayor going into federal court today and Officer Vappy. And you were the chief of police for a long time. How could it have come to this? Should somebody have seen this happening? Or take me through what mayoral protection was like when you were chief.
You know, one of the hardest things about being chief, Tommy, is getting people to just simply follow the rules. You know, you had this big overtime story in the NOPD a few days ago. You had this issue with the guy going to New Orleans East running around with the prostitutes. You have the issue of this horrific tragedy in New Orleans East with the young boy. It's just getting people to do what they're supposed to do. So in a case like Vappy, you have nobody supervising him. Nobody saying, hey, how are you working so much overtime? Hey, why are you the only one traveling? Or why are you traveling on these extra days? It's a matter of just supervision. And it's an incredibly difficult thing to admit, but in American policing, we just don't do a good enough job of that. Now, there are policies that protect somewhat for that. In the police department, when you join, I don't know what it is at WWL, but when you join a police department, and I've been in three and studied hundreds, there's a standard policy that says you are deemed to be knowledgeable all of the rules, policies, and procedures in effect at the time, and you don't get to claim ignorance. You can't claim, I'm just too stupid not to know what I wasn't supposed to do. That's Vappy's huge problem. Whether or not the mayor has some responsibility for playing, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend and all those kind of issues, that's kind of a political question for the electorate. They kept electing her over and over again. I guess they don't care. He's going to have some exposure for sure. But Vappy's serious problem is he cannot claim he didn't know the rules. He cannot claim he didn't know he was supposed to work overtime or not. He cannot claim that he didn't know he wasn't supposed to be having a romantic affair during work hours. He can't claim he didn't know that it was a conflict of interest, for lack of a better term, for having a romantic engagement with somebody he was charged with protection. Vappy is toast, done, and toasted. There's nothing he can say about, I didn't know. He would have to say, I'm too stupid to know how to read, which he can't use as the defense. So that's the big problem he faces. As far as the mayor, I mean, clearly there will be some arguments that she's the chief executive officer of the city. He can probably dance around and complain that, well, because the police department does such a crappy job of supervising him, why am I responsible? Mm-hmm. That's not going to be too particularly successful because on the outside, it looks like what it sounds like inside of a jury room. I don't know what it's going to sound like. But know this, Vappy cannot claim he's too stupid to know that he couldn't do the things he was doing. He can't claim that with the policies as the way they are written.
Even going inside of a mayor, a protectee's home, unless there's an emergency, that right there should set off a red flag, right?
Well, I mean, in my experience, we provided protection for Mayor Morial when I was the number two chief. We provided protection for Governor Locke when I was the state police chief, Mayor Purcell and Mayor Dean in Nashville, and Mayor Landrieu when I came back. And the unit is generally going to be one that's staffed by people that are comfortable with one another. They're long hours. You need people that you can work with and feel comfortable with. But that doesn't mean I'm going to go inside TD and do the mail and do the wash. That's not what protection is all about. So I am unaware of any circumstances where any of our officers during my time as chief, which doesn't mean anything other than I never happened that I knew of. The intelligence units or some unit like that would generally supervise these people. And I'm going to just be honest with you. We had more trouble keeping troopers on Governor Locke because he wanted time alone. He wanted to be with his family. He wanted to disappear on the weekend and take the kids to the zoo. We had the same issues with Mayor Purcell and Mayor Dean, where they wanted time for themselves. They wanted the, you know, the unit would almost have to say, did anybody see the mayor yet today? And one of the mayors in Nashville, Carl Dean, I'll say it because it was in the news all the time. He said, I don't want protection bringing me from my house to work. I'm going to use public transportation. He did that for years, no matter what our advice was. He did that for years. And now let's fast forward to when Mitch was mayor. We had a very dangerous guy who was threatening to kill Mitch and his family and Leon and their family. Of course, the police took a much more active role in prescribing what they thought the security package was necessary. Governor Locke's case, somebody went out of his way to try to kill him and went to another state and got guns. So, of course, we did a lot of things more than the ordinary. But the day-to-day stuff, the mayor or the governor, they're going to tell you what they think they need. We're going to think what's the most successful way to do it. And one of the most successful ways to do it is to not tell a guy like Vappy, have a good life, enjoy yourself, go take care of the plants, go take care of the dishes, take care of the cleaning, and then bill us for it.
One thing we didn't talk about, and we will when we come back after the break, is the story that Fox 8 broke back in July about Sergeant Henry Burke making $245,903 in 2024, which is a lot of money, but he worked a lot of time, but is it good to work that much time, or is it possible or reasonable that he would have worked that much time? And then it goes to overtime and who's signing the sheets, et cetera. Ronald Surpass, our guest, professor, practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, 821 Traffic Now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I'm going to tell this story. This is just my experience having attended the University of Life and working for the Mississippi River Bridge Authority back in the day. When it existed, there was somebody that worked there that would consistently turn in 40 hours of work every 2 weeks and 80 hours of overtime. And he was politically connected, and I don't think there's any way that he could have reasonably worked all of those hours, but the timesheets were approved by whoever it was that approved them, and he was paid that money. I'm not saying that's the case here as I talk about this Fox 8 story with Sergeant Henry Burke. To be clear, however, it says that he worked 16 hours longer on 199 different days in 2024. I'm all for everybody working as much as they want. You know, in radio, it happens with remotes and so forth. I get that. But is that safe, Chief, for an officer to work that much?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chief, you there? You got me on mute?
Sorry, yeah. First off, it's not safe at all. When we put the police department on 12-hour shifts once or twice before, the police association screamed of fatigue. So where are they now? They're nowhere to be found. Secondly, it shows that there's no supervision going on here. Now, if that had happened to me on any of the four people that I was appointed by, and I'm sure Cantrell has been distracted by many things, the mayor or the governor would have called me in and said, Chief, why do I employ you? Why do I employ you if you have sergeants and officers that are self-approving or approving one another's friendship overtime? We can't politically defend spending the overtime we need for the hardworking cops when you have these kinds of examples routinely year in and year out. It's as much as a pragmatic problem as it is a supervision problem, as it is a political problem. Like, how do you say we don't have enough money when you got one or two people making that much? And you're right, I don't care how much people make, but who was the sergeant who approved it? Who was the lieutenant who approved it? Who was the captain who approved it? If I was the superintendent, those four or five people would be there telling me, now, how could you do this? Maybe you got a reason, but you better explain it in a way that the common sense New Orleans citizen would say, oh, that makes sense. And guess what? There's no common New Orleans citizen going to say, oh, that makes sense.
To be fair, the Fraternal Order of Police said that the officers singled out by the TV station have done nothing illegal or wrong. They worked extra overtime, paid details. It's a benefit. Crime at a multi-year historical low. WVUE should be complimenting the department and its officers for their hard work.
Oh, man.
Thoughts?
Well, the problem with that is the FOP, I belong to it for the last 45 years. Trying to defend the indefensible always sounds indefensible. The answer is this. Okay, what did he do every day? Was he in a car answering calls for service? Was he out there delivering police service? The chances are probably no. So the question is not that people shouldn't get paid and not that the police department shouldn't get overtime, but the public does not understand how somebody can double their salary and not have any fatigue, not have any suffering, and be able to provide the same high-quality level of service. Nobody believes it. The FOP can say that till they run out of ink. Nobody believes that.
Was this at the expense of other officers? Was this, as far as you know, I don't know if you know about the situation or not, but could this have been at the expense of other officers where one or two or three or five people are grabbing overtime where other people would have liked to have had it and can't get it?
In departments that have unlimited overtime, which some part of this is what's going on in the NOPD, no, it's really not.
Okay.
I was part of that story when it broke, and the amount of overtime budgeted versus the amount of overtime spent, I did say that the police department in New Orleans was not inconsistent with cities like Baltimore, Philly, D.C., in that you got awarded $5 million, for example, and you spend $15 million. That variance between the two is not necessarily that uncommon in big cities around the country. What it becomes a problem is when you see these examples of people using the overtime, and often they won't be actually attached to calls for service response. Much of it will, but the big earners generally don't attach to calls for service.
So what does that mean?
Duty. It means that the FOP arguing that these cops were working.
No, when you say not attached for not attached for duty, what does that mean? What are they doing?
I mean, yeah, well, like some administrative stuff. I needed to do some computer programming. I needed to sit around the office and do office work, which is important, but not when you're thinking about answering calls for service with a department that has 900 when it says it should have 1,200, and still celebrates reducing crime. I mean, it's a quagmire that the public just says, "How can this be?" Anyway, the bottom line is, Tommy, when somebody's working that much overtime, you as the leader, like your boss, would say, who approved this and why? If you got a good reason, let's talk about it. If you don't, why did you do it?
Thank you, Chief. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk about Tulane's Future of Energy Forum. It starts today. What's all that about? Right now, we pause for WWL First News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.